The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Morning and welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Gene Grainer, President of Heartland Investor Services, sitting in for Scott today. And along with me is, who is this? This Todd dude, Todd Radio God kind of thing?
Whatever.
God help us.
Well, that part's true, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, good to be with you again.
So Scott's at a board. Is it B-O-R-E-D or
yes.
B-O-A-R-D?
The first one, B-O-R-A-R-D.
Every meeting I ever go to seems to be a board B-O-R-E-D meeting.
That's
why they don't
one.
Invite me to those anymore. So.
Wow. Gee whiz. Got to change that for you. Get some shares and something.
Oh, why?
Change your life, man. Change your words. Change your life.
I've worked so hard to make my life the way it is. Don't change it.
Okay. Hey, we got a fun day coming up here.
We do.
Yeah, I'm going to go off here for a little bit.
I see you brought your great big soapbox in here. Your soapbox
it's
is
not a soapbox.
Your
I'm
soapbox
educate.
Is bigger than Scott's. I didn't realize there was
just,
a bigger soapbox.
Just going to create
Scott's,
some education.
But yours is.
And then at 9:30, we have Sarah Palin. That'll be cool.
Yeah. Scott caught up with her up in Williston at that fundraiser for Trinity High School up there night before last. So.
Yes. So we're going to run that at 9:30. And then at 10 o'clock, it's the weekly Kevin Kramer coffee. Am I going to have coffee? Oh, yeah. You brought me coffee.
Sorry, so I gave him two cups, so I
he's
hope
got
he's using
these
one
cups.
Of them.
So we're going to have coffee at 10 with Kevin.
When you get elected, you'll get another cup.
I will. Oh, so I got to get elected to get a second. So I can have a set. No.
A
so when you
set.
Have coffee cups, is two a set or is four a set? Is two
four.
A pair? You have
four.
A pair? Oh, four is a set of coffee cups. So I got to become president to
what
get
am
a set
I, Martha
of these?
Stewart here?
Clarifying.
Really? You're asking that kind of advice out of me? Boy, are you ever screwed.
I guess so. You know, I was listening yesterday, and I was hearing it brought up again. And I've talked about this before. And, you know, obviously you don't talk to the same people on the radio all the time. And so I thought I'd refresh the people's memory today of why Bismarck always has, does, and likely will in the foreseeable future until something changes, why we will be the highest gas prices in the region.
And by the way, if you want to call Gene and tell him what he's full of, it's 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. If you're in Bismarck band, then you can save a few digits at 258-0550.
And if you don't want to talk to me, you can email us, right?
Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. And if you want to be on voice but not have to talk to humans, 1-855-200-1776 and hit option 1.
And then you can
so many ways you can connect.
Take your recording from there. So, anyway, hearing it again yesterday, somebody calling in and asking about gas prices in Bismarck, I thought I would again bring you this is the basics. Now, I have to clarify on the onset that it is a complicated formulating process. There is a lot of things that go into it, basis points and other variables that come into play, but I'm going to talk about the big ones. And you can call in and we can argue about minute details. And I won't, because what I'm going to tell you is factually the big pictures of why gas prices in Bismarck constantly stay high compared to other areas. First and foremost, you do not want to live in a town that has a refinery and your nearest competition is 400 miles away, whether it's Billings, Montana, Rosemount, Minnesota, and you don't want to live in that same town that has a refinery, that has pipelines that leave the town with gasoline, but no pipelines that come by your town or in your town with gasoline in them. There's no competition. So what you have is a situation where gas stations, if you want to be a reliable supplier of gasoline in the wintertime because you don't want to be trucking from long distances, you have to have contracts, you know, contracts with your local supplier. Now, what I'm about to tell you, no politician will ever say it to you because, you know, they don't want to say something bad about a business in town.
Well, now that you're about to say this, I'm going to record it and send it to Kevin Kramer. He says it in about an hour just to prove you. No, I'm just kidding.
Kevin would probably say it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he would say it. The point is, Tesoro knows exactly what it costs to truck gas in from a distant location to bring it into Bismarck, and so that's what they will charge above the area competition, because they know it's going to cost you that to bring it in this town. Now, all gas stations need to have contracts signed. If you're branded, you have to buy all your gasoline from Tesoro, but if you're unbranded, you do have the ability to buy gas and truck it 400 miles, probably a penny or two cheaper than what you can buy it locally. Now, that will happen a lot when Tesoro gets tight and they're just making basic minimum commitments on their contracts, then you will run off and find gasoline at other places. But a lot of times, you can find it cheaper, hire a driver, you know, burn tires down, waste diesel fuel to bring that gas into Bismarck from a distant location like Billings or Rosemount, and probably save a penny or two. But you can't go completely unbranded, because if there's a blizzard in the wintertime, you can't be sending trucks down to Fargo or Rosemont or out to Billings to get fuel when the interstates are blocked. So there's a sense of, you know, you make your money basically selling roasted chicken and Coca-Cola and sell a car wash. And so the gas really is just to get you to stop and buy these other very profitable items for gas stations. Because when you consider gasoline, what they need to make money, it barely keeps the lights on, because, A, you drop a credit card down. You know, when gasoline, you know, was $4, and it's going to be close to $3 here soon in the area. I've been predicting it's going down. It just takes time, and I'll explain that too. The bottom line is the cost for a credit card, you know, 2%. There's 4, 5, 6 cents on a credit card to the company if you pay for it on credit card. That's why they offer you these accounts and right away give you a 5-cent discount, because they're actually making a penny because, you know, the credit card costs them more than that. And then when you consider the cost of lights and the insurance on the building, I got news for you. You do not make money selling gasoline. It's a loss leader. It's to get you in, and they hope to break even on the gasoline. So you buy the roast chicken, buy the car wash, and buy the soda and all the candy. You notice how expensive that candy is at the gas station? But it's all the king-size bars. So this way, you think you're getting something for your money. But there's still $2 candy bars, you know, things like that.
Way off topic, but why is fun size called fun size?
Because it's not fun.
No, because if you eat the whole bag, it is. Okay. All right. I'll give you that one.
One Halloween night, I found that out. They're not so fun after you finish the bag. That's the worst thing, is to have that good stuff. Peanut butter cup.
Wheel you off to ER and then the
Snickers.
Dentist,
yeah. And then, I got to try the Kit Kat. And, I got to have one of the candy with the cookie inside. Whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm getting at. The point is, why did we go there? Okay, let's go back to topic, okay? On topic, gasoline prices.
Yeah.
So as you continue the extrapolation of what's going on, you first have a situation where Fargo has something we don't have in any way. They have multiple pipelines coming through, multiple suppliers, and in some cases, the pipeline ends in Fargo. So that fuel that gets dumped off, it's at the end of the line, they release it at a less than, you know, their value price. And so you have gas prices that have competition in Fargo heavily. Add to that, you have retailers, you know, national chain retailers, more of them Fargo than you do here, that are more than happy to work for nothing. They literally sell their gasoline in some cases, not always, in some cases at cost. And if you've ever been to Fargo, those gas stations are huge. You know, a lot of the chain ones, they're massive. They have
the gas is their loss leader. And then you go inside and
buy, and they have more than roasted chicken. They have a restaurant, you know, or something like that on a lot of these gas stations. So
you get the roasted chicken combo.
Fargo gas stations don't even care to even try to break even on their gasoline, you know.
Right.
Because their sheer size. And so when you have suppliers close by, multiple pipelines running by, they have this competition we would only dream of. Now, let's roll back to Bismarck and our higher gas prices. So then you have a lot of people that would say, you know, well, why don't we pursue them for, you know, racketeering charges? You can't, because they're not colluding with anybody. They are just doing what is legal. They can charge what they know the free market can bear. And the free market can bear is the cost to compete via trucking fuel back into Bismarck. So, you know, how do you beat you can't go that route. Because then you could say, let's build a refinery. Let's have this. I heard somebody yesterday say, with all this money we have in the state, why don't we build a refinery? That's the last thing you want to do, because, A, when the grain and mill elevator was designed, you know, was it 100 years ago now or something like that? That was a different time. That was when you had accountability. That's when people did not try to pad their checkbook, so to speak, or let's just put it this way. If you know people in state government, and I know a lot of people in state government, it's nothing like it was, you know, 100 years ago or 50 years ago. It's just like the federal government. You do not want our state getting involved with running a refinery. It's a flop the day it starts because cost overruns will kill them. What you need is the accountability of boardrooms and the ability to X people out. I mean, try to get rid of the chancellor of the university system, you know, an impossibility, you know, until you pull it off. But the point is, it would be much more impossible inside of the state, you know, trying to run a refinery. What you probably want to do, and the thing is, we've got to see the test run now. We have Dickinson with MDU having a diesel plant. Newtown has a diesel plant. They're small, but they will take some of the edge off of the supply need of diesel fuel. So Tesoro locally can change their crack spreads from making as much diesel fuel to back off and just make more gasoline. So there'll be a little bit of help by more product, but it won't solve the problem. So the question is then, we just had a $4 billion plus dollar investment, you know, but it was more of a national investment from an out-of-state, out-of-country investor for this converting natural gas into plastics and such. Can we get some investors to come in someday into North Dakota and build a refinery? Well, I will tell you what, with the price of crude oil collapsing the way it is, and for those of you that get my newsletter and you're invited to go sign up, whether you're a farmer, non-farmer, I have investors that just sign up for my newsletter. It's complimentary at heartlandinvest.com. And I've been talking about crude oil there. So when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the collapse in crude oil and why it may slow things down for a while.
1-800-228-0550, 258-0550. Is Gene wrong? And why? Your calls. And more of Gene next on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? a Scott Hennin free day. But nonetheless, Gene Grainer's here, who does not know the luxury of a good night's sleep with a MyPillow pillow. Or have you ordered yours at 1-800-506-9028, Gene?
I will today. I promise.
1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott, or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow Select is the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, MyPillow's offering 2-for-1 in their original classic pillows. I still need to call and order 2 more. Why 2 more? Because I have 1, but it's now Carrie's. And if I figure if I order 2, then the cats will let me have one of them. If there's 3 MyPillows there, one of them should end up under my head. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call and get yours at 1-800-506-9028. MyPillow. And in fact, the inventor of MyPillow, if you think that we're just talking about MyPillow, the inventor is going to be on Friday.
There you go.
On What's On Your Mind.
I have something for you.
Yes?
Ask him, when are they going to program these pillows so when you go to bed, you can program your dreams? Pillows are sold out.
Full disclosure, the original classic pillows do not have that function.
Okay.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. A couple of calls came in during the break.
Talking about gas prices, sometimes this market's always the highest, no matter what. Sometimes you can go 40 miles north, 50 miles south, and gas is not always, but sometimes 10 cents cheaper than Bismarck. So it can't be a transportation issue. Actually, it probably costs more to transport to those small towns. So could it be maybe it's just greed? Thanks.
Why is it that in Bismarck, when one gas station changes the price within minutes, all of them have the same price? From where I work, I can see 2 gas stations. The other day, they dropped by 10 cents, and they both dropped literally within minutes of each other. You can't tell me that there isn't some kind of collusion going on in this town, because every gas station has the same price. You go to Fargo, the ones by the interstate have a higher price than the ones downtown. Go to any other town, and the gas prices are different from by the interstate to downtown. And I know this happens because in about 1989, one gas station started dropping their prices, and they got their windows shot out for it. And at the time, I worked at a gas station, and I was told who did it, and everybody knew it, but nobody would say anything because they're too big of a family in this town. There's something going on at this place.
Is that the last? Okay. Obviously, these gentlemen weren't listening on the onset of my conversation. I said, I'm talking about the big picture. There's a lot of things that go on, intrinsic things. I'm talking about why the large disparity, not the, 10 cents here and there. The gentleman that talked about the surrounding towns, I think it's not like Washburn or really close. It's like Dickinson and Jamestown. Yes, because Dickinson is 100 miles closer to Billings than we are, and Jamestown is 100 miles closer to the other direction than we are from the other pipelines. And there is a pipeline that drops off from Tesoro into Jamestown. Response to the other gentleman's call, that's something he needs to have the North Dakota Retail Association speak for, because I don't speak for gas stations. I'm just speaking about the pricing. I'm a commodity broker, and I talk about oil prices in general, and then everything is a chain reaction from there. But I will mention in regards to his conversation why Fargo is a bigger city, and you've got 2 interstates colluding, in one spot. You've got one I-29 and I-94, so you've got some traffic that's not even going to go into town, and there is a big town to deal with, and so some people, if you're going to try to save that nickel driving to the edge of town to load gas rather than filling in town, they got you, because they know the price of gas and what you burn to get out there and get it, you're not going to do it. So I'm not saying that's the answer. I'm just logically deducting is what I'm doing, and I am not here to defend any gas station. I don't even own a gas station. I do business
with some gas stations as far as hedging is concerned. That's why I know some of the stories that are going on. But if you want to talk in about these other grand conspiracy things, then you need to have the North Dakota Retail Association on talking about that in defense of gas stations. But I don't think they'll do that. That's why I'm here talking about the big picture. Now, the big picture I left off at, notice how I can go from story to story and come back to the big story? I can do that.
It's story time with Eugene Grainer.
I can talk to women. I can follow the stories. So anyway, back to
you
the
can
story.
Talk to women. The question is, do they stick around for the story?
No, I bore them. So,
so anyway, you can talk to women, but if they walk away, what good does it do?
Exactly. So anyway, back to my end of it. So another alternative is to have a refinery built locally. Don't have the state do it. Have private investment. But that's not going to happen for a while because something's been happening in the big picture, and that is the price of oil is getting crushed. And for those that read my newsletter, I've been predicting this since June, that the oil market was in trouble. That's why it wouldn't rally when there was events taking place in the Middle East, the Ukraine-Russian tension, Israel and Hamas fighting, the ISIS, not ISIL, ISIS in Iraq, you know, but the oil flow continued because oil was in the southern third of the in the Basra fields where the oil was at. And so it was not driving the price of oil up, it was going down. And for those that read my newsletter, I said, we were going to the low 90s, and if we close under $89 a barrel, we're heading straight to $80. This morning, crude oil hit $80.01. And I do have my little machine running here, and since then, we're just on short covering, bouncing that crude oil off the lows $2. We're already back up to $82 a barrel. But that said, we're still in an area of trouble because investment is not going to push into North Dakota now. If Bakken oil falls under $80 a barrel and holds there for a while, it's going to hold up. It's going to hold up the investment. Because if interest rates, in fact, are going to go up as the Federal Reserve says they want to do, I'm telling you they can't do it, but they can talk all they want. They talk about it. If that happens, it makes it even more expensive for the investment to come into North Dakota. So with that, you're not going to see a refinery here for a while, and oil prices are going to hurt for a while, and the politicians, and they're glad-handing each other about North Dakota way, they're going to find out there's kind of a wrong way coming here for a while because the price of oil is going to be soft for
sure. Gene, take a breath. Pat and Beulah.
Go for it, Pat.
Calling what's on your mind about gas prices. What's on your mind?
I mean, my question is, isn't the prices here in North Dakota? It's how is the price different in a neighboring state by, you know, 40 cents? I mean, is it just tax?
You're missing the point. There's multiple refineries in other areas. North Dakota has one tiny refinery. You know, there's the capacity in Billings is huge compared to what we have here in Bismarck. And then you go to Rosemont, Minnesota. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can Google it. But I think the one refinery processes 1.2 million barrels a day. I could be off, but it's a big number. And so it's all about refining capacity. We have this little rinky-dink refinery here in North Dakota, and we're all dependent upon it. Sorry to use that word, but it is rinky-dink. When you compare it to Billings or Rosemont, it's a speck. And then what do we build in Dickinson and Newtown? These little rinky-dinker refineries of 20,000 barrels a day or something. I'm sorry to say it so bluntly, but I'm not politically correct.
Maybe the first time anybody in the 90-year history of K-Fire Radio has uttered rinky-dinker.
Do you understand? The state of North Dakota has been in a boom, and we still are barely 700,000 people. You're trying to compare us to towns that have a million people and refineries. You know, it's competition.
1-800-228-0550 701-258-0550. Kevin Kramer after 10. This is What's on Your Mind, Gene Grainer and Bruce Scott Hennen. I'm Todd Mitchell. More when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dave from Dickinson. I'm the one that had the comment on Redskins and the Giants. And I got my bacon, and thank you very much, and we're enjoying it.
The cheapest gas in Fargo is Fleet Farm, which is right along Interstate 29. It tends to get higher when you get downtown in Fargo. Matter of fact, there is only one or two downtown gas stations, and I know one of them. It usually has the highest price gas in town. So don't buy this stuff. You know, and as for prices going up within minutes, hey, all they have to do is look out the window. If they see the neighbor's dropped his price, you go out and drop yours. It's simple as that. No big collusion.
Are we done with those?
We are.
Okay, well, we've got to wrap things up here quick. So I just wanted to bring the conversation to light. People will sometimes hear what they just want to hear, and so I'm just here talking about the big picture, why our prices will be higher, and what it takes to change it, and the ability to do it is probably not in the foreseeable future. And you will go to other states, and they will be a lot lower than this because they have a lot more people and more, quote, refining capacity. So I'm just talking big picture here. Hopefully some get it, and, you know, we'll go forward. I guess, Todd, I need 2 hours someday to do this. But we're out of time on this subject. We apologize for the callers on hold.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Gene Grainer for Scott Henn. Who ran into Sarah Palin?
All right, 3, 2, and 1. From the last frontier, the 2008 vice presidential candidate, Governor Sarah Palin, is back in North Dakota. How are you?
I'm doing great, and this is just the most amazing town, and this was the most amazing event. I appreciate being invited.
Wow, you had them. You had them just absolutely sitting on the edge of their seats. 1,000 folks at a wonderful event for the Trinity Christian School in Williston. And you've been to North Dakota before at a different school, right?
Yes, UND visiting there. Our son, who is playing hockey at a camp there, having driven the 6,000 miles round trip to come see him, and here we are back again.
You got a pretty good cheer when you call him the Fighting Sioux too, because you're not afraid to still call him. Fighting Sioux.
No, my goodness, you know, I'm a Wasilla warrior. And no, I didn't think there was anything wrong with them honoring the indigenous people who had that wonderful spirit here. They kind of planted what is being reaped today, honoring them, the Sioux.
It was fun. Well, you also talked about a kinship between your native Alaska and North Dakota. Talk a little bit about that. What do these two states have in common?
Well, certainly we have that pioneering spirit that it forms this kinship because, you know, the salt of the earth people here, unpretentious, a lot of blue collar, you know, Carhartts and steel-toed boots that really represent a strong work ethic and an expectation for a reward for that work ethic. We have that also up in Alaska, and we certainly share that commonality in the black gold that we call oil. You are just booming here. Alaska had gone through a boom. I think our states can learn from each other the things that can happen of taking positive steps and trying to work with government to allow more responsible development because we've been through it. You guys have been through it. You know, you had the boom going in the 70s. Some things slowed down, and now you guys are rocking the Bakken, and there's no end in sight. So, you know, that kind of kinship, we up there in Alaska know what you're going through, only it's a much grander scale here.
You coined the phrase, the very famous phrase, drill, baby, drill, and that was a few years ago during a presidential campaign, a couple of presidential campaigns ago, but boy, I think we heard you and heard you well here in North Dakota, didn't we?
Oh, I probably repeated that how many times, Todd? Thousands and thousands. Well, you know, I want people to understand that inherent link that we have between energy and prosperity. Energy and security. We gotta drill for it. God put it here for mankind's responsible use in order to progress mankind. We can do this responsibly. I'll be preaching it until the day I die because I so believe in it.
Well, here's I heard something the other day. The federal government owns about $150 trillion in mineral rights. $150 trillion. In North Dakota, we have a unique arrangement where the state actually went to a particular tribe and said, look, let's get some tax certainty here. Previously, the development was all around it. Now it's happening on federal lands. 18 days is what it takes to get a permit for a state permit. 6 months is what it takes to get for a federal permit, of course. So it takes way longer still, but we're getting there. But if we took 20% of that $150 trillion, we wouldn't have a federal debt anymore. Yet I don't think people understand that.
See, that is that link with prosperity. And, hey, you know, when you're referencing that time frame in getting a permit, that proves, too, that the most effective and efficient form of government is the most local. Federal government, they need to butt out of so much of this development and let the states exercise their states' rights, especially over much of the land and the potential developments around here, certainly, so that we can get moving on this stuff, so that we will not be beholden to any foreign interest.
So your family dinners are actually about energy, you revealed at the dinner?
They are, as Todd can attest. Yeah, we're talking about it a lot, about what's going on, well, all over the world, and looking at, you know what, though, we keep coming back to North Dakota, don't we, Todd? We keep coming back to the success here and how it really is a model for how private industry and government can work together. I wish that our national politicians would get here and see how it works, and we can spread the wealth around, if you will. We can spread opportunity.
But we do need to remember where those natural resources come from, don't we?
Absolutely. God did put them here. Todd, you know, he corrects me when I say they're God-given resources. He says he didn't just give them. He expects us to work for them. Doggone right he does. The man was created to work. And the part of that is to develop responsibly, to use in his good name those resources that he's provided. We can do it. America can do it.
What do you see as the threats to this? You talked a little bit about the EPA and the Open Waters Rule and specifically referenced some work exposing the secret match of the EPA by Congressman Kevin Cramer. What worries you most? What keeps you up at night?
Well, you know what kept me up at night when I was governor of Alaska was the Endangered Species Act and the Threatened Species Act, where listed there would be, for instance, in Alaska, the polar bear. The feds believing, guessing, that polar bear populations in eons to come would be diminished because of global warming caused by drilling. drilling or any kind of man's use of resources. I sued the federal government over that. Say, no, you know, show us the facts. Give us, well, they couldn't show us the facts when it came to the polar bear population, come to find out recently. We were right. We were right to sue the feds because they didn't have proof about this polar bear population. So things like that, really, it's radicals. It's not sound science proving the position that so many of these radicals are taking. It's ideology. It's politics getting in the way of good policy allowing progress. So that's what keeps me up at night.
Any advice for lawmakers here and for the people of North Dakota who see that battle, and it is a battle?
Ooh, those North Dakota politicians should be giving lessons to all the other politicians around this country. They're doing things right. You know what I think it is, too? Humbleness is here. I hear that from my brother-in-law, Kurt Bruce, who was born here and graduated UND. He talks so often about the heart, the spirit that is in the state, and it's just good people. It's people who really sincerely care about each other, not materialistically. When they talk about wealth and prosperity, man, they're talking about goodness. They're talking about voluntary generosity that helps community. All that good stuff in the people's heart here, well, they're electing good people who represent that, and they need to spread that around the country.
And you came for Trinity Christian School. We should get a plug for them and talk about what you know about the school and Williston.
I think it's awesome that, you know, it was about 25 years ago that parents around here got together and said, you know, I think the public school, they're not doing a good enough job in educating our kids. So 22 years ago, the school opened. It's expanded tremendously. The foundation of the school is absolutely right. It's about taking responsibility for our kids' education and raising them up in the way that they should go. And then like Proverbs 22:6 says, you raise them upright and they will come back to that. When they are old, they will not stray from what it is that they've learned. They're going to learn the good stuff at Trinity Christian.
So final question, now that North Dakota's overtaken Alaska in oil and gas production, when is the Iron Dog come due?
Yeah, that's right. Well, not now, man. What is it, like 70 degrees around here? I was thinking, we're thawing out here.
Trust me, the snow is coming.
See, that's another beauty of North Dakota. You have the real seasons here. It's like, this is ideal. This is really a perfect place. I love it. I just don't let anybody screw it up. You guys are doing great.
We're trying. Todd, any thought on the Iron Dog coming to North Dakota?
You know, we've had some guys from outside participate in the Iron Dog the last few years. Brian Dick from Arctic Cat's been up the last couple times. Ryan Simon's coming back up this year. So it's good to see some of the guys from Lower 48 get out of town with us for a week in Alaska.
Check it all out. Yeah. Bless you both. Thanks for coming to North Dakota. Appreciate all your good leadership fighting. And I know there's some good political battles going on right now, and you're an important voice, so keep it going.
Well, so are you, the Rush Limbaugh of North Dakota. You're doing great, too. And I always hear great things about you. So thank you. Keep up the good work. Man, North Dakotans fight the good fight.
Awesome.
the El Rushbo of North Dakota. Sarah Palin on What's in Your Mind. Scott Hanna ran into her up in Williston at that Trinity High School fundraiser. So now whenever you call Scott Hanna on What's in Your Mind at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550, you have to call him El Scottbo.
El Scottbo?
Yeah, because he's El Rushbo. You know, so El
Scottbo. That's why.
The Rush Limbaugh of North. Yeah, okay, there you go.
El Scottbo.
So Gene Grainer filling in today for... Scott Hannon, I'm Todd Mitchell. It's What's on Your Mind. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kevin Kramer coming up after 10 o'clock.
And what I wanted to put the finish on our guest, because I'm looking at Facebook, people are not listening. I'm not trying to tell you how the price of gas is priced in every town. I'm talking about the big picture pricing. Now, I noticed some were talking about how, well, it's higher in Wapton, higher in Jamestown. Yeah, because they're not on the pipeline. And they got to truck it up to Grand Forks, got to truck it to Wapton, and they're not willing to work for nothing. The big retailers in Fargo sell gasoline for nothing. They don't charge any profit on it. Whereas when you leave Fargo, they try to make a profit on the gasoline and on the Coke and the roasted chicken.
So mom and pop and Milner is going to price it up a little higher because they need to make a buck.
Yeah, and another guy on Facebook was like, well, you know, Moorhead is, Moorhead is in Fargo.
It's
it
not?
Doesn't have a national retailer.
Right,
over there.
We thought they were the
it's
same
pounding on them.
Just about a quarter till. 1-800-228-0550, 258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. more of your calls and Gene's Soapbox coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City is the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's What's on Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We have a call that came in off the air.
Okay.
Let's go for it. Let's hear it. I'm waiting. I'm listening.
That's what you said anyway, Gene.
I'm listening.
I don't
I'm
hear
waiting.
I don't hear one.
I'm avoiding the dead air.
The heck with it, then.
Come on.
Hey, Johnny.
Good morning, Gene. Your perspective and your knowledge that you share with us when you come on the radio. This is a very good topic and very interesting to listen to your comments about the oil market and the industry in general. Question is, how low does oil need to go per barrel before it really impacts what's going on out in the patch and before it really starts to slow things down? Thanks.
Do we have another call? Wasn't there one more?
Gene.
Is there one more voicemail? Or are we going to wait for that? Oh, in response to him, the price of oil right now hit $80 a barrel this morning. We are now at a price that needs to arrest this decline or it moves lower. Now, many are talking that, well, OPEC is going to tighten up. That's not what I'm reading or hearing. There is a theory behind here that Saudi Arabia is upset with Syria, which means they're upset with Russia. Russia's behind Syria. And Secretary Kerry has been spending a lot of time in Saudi Arabia. They're wondering if, since President Obama doesn't care much for shale oil, and doesn't care for Putin, there's a conversation that just maybe Saudi Arabia is going to keep pumping, and they want the price of oil low enough to hurt Russia and to slow down their competition, and that is shale oil. And so that price, when you consider the discount that Bakken oil is to West Texas Intermediate crude, which right now is $81, $82 a barrel, we go another $5, $6, $7 lower, you're going to find a slowing. And if it stays there for a prolonged period of time, that's the important thing, prolonged period, then things start to slow down. We've got callers stacked up.
John in Carrington, what's on your mind?
Hello, John.
Well, you're talking about the price of gas in Bismarck and that you don't have the competition in Fargo. So I'd like to hear what their excuse is for me driving to 40. You drive 40 miles east to Steele, North Dakota, and save 10 cents a gallon.
Okay.
I can go up to Devil's Lake and buy gas cheaper than Bismarck, and here in Carrington, we're cheaper than Bismarck too, and we're out in the middle of nowhere.
You should be, because you're closer.
This doesn't add up to me.
Okay, on the onset, I said I'm going to talk about the big picture. Why North Bismarck is substantially higher than the East. And I said there's basis points, there's intrinsic values that take place as you go all over the place. I do know when you said East is Steele, that gas isn't coming from Tesoro.
No, I said
here.
At Steele, 40 miles in the shave of dime.
Okay. Well, the reality is I don't have that answer. I don't own a gas station. I'm not speaking for the gas stations. I'm trying to help put a perspective in out there for people to understand why Bismarck is considerably higher than Fargo. What you're talking about there is you need to have a conversation with the North Dakota Retail Association why those little things happen. Now, some of it has to do with basis points and such and who they get their direct product from. Are they guaranteed out of Bismarck or are they guaranteed out of Fargo? Maybe they're willing to truck the fuel farther because their guarantee comes from Fargo, not from Bismarck. So that does make a big difference, not having to drive another 50 miles with the loaded truck. You know, they probably get a 2 cents cheaper and then they're able to they want to work for less. Who knows what it is?
Their gas
but in
and
Bismarck,
steel is coming from Fargo. It's coming a long ways compared to coming out of Bismarck.
Yeah, but when you consider what Bismarck charges, they don't care if you're taking it locally in Bismarck or taking it to Steele. You got to truck it to Steele. And so it increased costs. But I'm not going to get into that here because that's not what I'm defending. I'm not here for that. I'm here to just talk about why Bismarck is, and will likely be always higher than Fargo because Fargo has big suppliers. So I hope that answers
that
as best I can. We got more callers. We have three more stacked up. We got to get to
Mike. Mike, where are you calling from, Mike?
Mandan, but I'm on the road today, so I thought I'd listen to Gene Aaron. Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Mike. What's in your mind?
Well, I was wondering, what Gene's saying, about the grand scheme of things. You're probably right. It makes sense, but the thing I can't wrap my arms around is back in 2008, just before Bush left office, crude was $103 a barrel and gas was at $1.80.
Oh, I got the answer.
Now crude's down to $80 a barrel and we're still paying over $3.20. That's the problem I'm having with it.
Okay, I got to tell you why. Because the EPA, there is more, ever since President Obama became president, more EPA regulations on basically, let's just use the word, cleaning up the gas emissions. And the more you clean it up, the more refining it takes, the more cost it takes. That's part of it. Also, as far as the gas prices are coming down, gas stations don't hedge. Refineries don't hedge. If they do, they keep the profits internally. So when the price of crude oil plummets, yes, it's slow coming down on gas price because you have to buy off. I've been saying this for weeks in my newsletter. When I go on TV and radio, I say, just take the, you got to buy the expensive fuel first before they can sell you the cheaper fuel later on. And yes, then there's the comment, why is it when crude oil goes up $5 a barrel, gasoline prices jump quick? Well, that's what they can do if they want to do.
30 seconds. Lynn in Bismarck on gas prices. Lynn, what is on your mind?
Hi. Yeah. Bemidji's 290 over the weekend. They're 190 miles, about the same distance from Fargo as we are. They're further from Minneapolis. Completely blows the competition thing out. It isn't competition, lack of competition that's hurting Bismarck. It is an extension of that. It is a monopoly here. It is a cartel.
They have Rosemount, Minnesota. That's a lot closer to us than we are. And that's where they're buying their fuel out of, Rosemount, Minnesota.
Arlen from Devil's Lake, hang on. Maybe we'll get you right after the break here. And Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, is on the way. And what's in your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Eugene Grainer for Scott Hennen. I'm Todd Mitchell. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.